Do you know the answer to this question?
Which? Is this the same question?
Yes.
My heavens. Which two colleges feature the oldest football rivalry west of the Allegheny Mountains?
Now, if you know the correct answer to that question,
you'll win big money on Honest to Goodness.
A little what? Oh, no, it's another one of those nights, fans. Yes, this is Honest to Goodness, and Charlie Brune is here. Boy, is he here. And so is Dick Chapman. And, gee, what an interesting little session that was with the governor of Wisconsin.
Wasn't that interesting?
On calling WCCO land. And here we are surrounded with phones.
Boy, we've got phones we haven't even used yet.
Yeah, they have special hookup on this on these nights when they have these special calling the different governors. And one, two, three, four,
you know,
sitting
I think
here by
this
me.
is a great idea.
Oh,
because this
of course
enables everyone to not only get to know their governor better, but gives them an opportunity to participate and to ask questions of their governor. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, boy, I'd like to tell him that, you know.
Yeah.
I'd sure like to talk to the governor. Well, here's your chance.
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, your chance to talk to the governor.
Yes. Face to face.
Face to face.
Right.
And
I think it's good because these folks get a chance to talk a little bit about our neck of the woods.
And it gives people more of an interest, too.
Certainly.
in their state and in CCO land. I think it's tremendous.
Well, you know how much money we have to give away.
Only radio can do it.
And only WCCO does it.
Right.
Right. So you know how much money we have to give away tonight?
We got a lot of money,
$232.40. And we'll place that first call right after this.
The world will be brighter for someone if you will only remember
to say I'm thinking of you today and say it with flowers.
The day will be brighter for someone, someone who's been remembered.
You can say have a beautiful day, say it with flowers.
This Valentine's Day, remember to send flowers to your best girl. It's the one way hearts are won. A dozen roses, a flowering plant, a corsage will express your affection to perfection to your mother or the girl who holds that special place in your heart. See or call your florist today and order flowers. The one way hearts are won.
Say it in the most beautiful way. Say it with flowers.
She must know where you are now. Oh, don't forget flowers for your Valentine from your local florist, a member of the Minnesota Allied Florist Association.
She always knows where I am.
Charlie was telling me his wife doesn't know where he is.
No, she knows where I am.
How could she? Does she listen to the radio?
Tune in the radio, of course.
I was going to say. All right, place the first call. $232.40. And
how's
what is
Flin
today?
Flan? Have you heard from Flin Flan lately?
No, I haven't.
I'm a little concerned about Flin Flan.
I had that long letter, but I never got the chance to finish it. Here's a nice letter from Anoka, Minnesota. Dear sirs, enjoyed it much. You said anyone desiring a plan for making a bluebird house. Uh-oh. Forget about the bluebird houses.
You got lots
swamped
of response on that, huh?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Say, incidentally, next week, a week from tonight, our Clear Channel Honest to Goodness show, where we will call people from coast to coast all over the country, from California to Maine and from Flin Flon to Mississippi. And if you live somewhere in this great land of ours, send us a card with your name and address and your telephone number and tell us. Hello, is this Karen Arntzen of Litchfield, Minnesota?
Yes, she's busy right now, but I can get her.
Well, I'll tell you who this is. This is Honest to Goodness calling from WCCO Radio with $232.40. Yeah! Do you think that'll stir her?
Karen, Dan!
Now, what have you done? You've thrown the whole house into a tizzy.
What's the question? I don't know the answer.
I don't even know the question.
I don't know the answer.
Wait a minute. Hold it. Cool
calm
it now
down.
What's
cool
going
it
on there? Is this Karen?
No, not yet. She's coming.
Who is this?
Karen.
Who is this?
This is Lori Leonard.
Lori, how are you?
Oh, I'm just fine.
Are you a friend, roommate, sister, or what?
Oh, I'm a roommate.
Oh.
Here she is now.
Okay.
All right.
Hello?
Say hello, Karen?
Yes.
This is Honest to Goodness calling from WCCO.
I can't believe it.
Do you need a tranquilizer or what?
I think so.
There's an awful lot of screaming going on at your house. Is it always like that?
Oh, that's my roommate.
It is. Do you only have one roommate or more?
No, I have two.
Who's the other one?
I don't know. Which one did you talk to, Lori?
We talked to Lori.
Oh, Janet Thirkelson.
Janet Thirkelson.
Yes.
Are you all native Litchfield girls or not?
No, none of us are from here. We're just teaching here this year. We just happened to live together.
It's happened again, Charlie.
Where
we
do
got
you
into
teach
a nest full of teachers. Where do you teach?
We're all in the elementary school, and Janet is a librarian.
I see.
I teach fifth grade.
And Litchfield?
Yes, that's right.
Litchfield Public School System.
Right.
Karen Arntzen, you've got a chance to win $232.40. Unfortunately, what do you teach, you say? You teach
fifth grade.
Uh-huh. Well, we don't have a question that has to do with, like, geography or history or something that, you know, that you'd be teaching in the fifth grade. But how are you at football?
Well, not so hot.
How about Lori and Janet?
Well, I don't know. Maybe they can help.
All right. Where are you all from?
Well, my home is originally in Norwood, and Janet is from Jeffers, and Lori is from Wells.
Now, there's a real cross-section. You're from Norwood, Young America.
That's right.
Wells, and what was the other town?
Jeffers.
And where did you all, I assume you got your degrees from somewhere?
The other girls got theirs in Mankato, and I went to St. Cloud.
Uh-huh.
To the state colleges.
Well, very good. And how long have you all been teaching?
This is our first year here.
Oh, wonderful.
Well, I'll be doggone. How do you like it so far?
Oh, we like it very well.
You ever have any problem kids give you a real fit?
Well, I don't have any, but some of the other teachers do.
I know. Well, you know, after a while, they all kind of fall in the mold.
That's right.
All right, Karen. $232.40. Gee, I kind of it's interesting talking to you girls. This must be a real adventure to start off in the teaching field together with, you know.
Oh, it is.
Well, okay. Let's see if we can help you along the way with this money from CCO.
Oh, that would be great.
Now, you get a minute in which to answer the question.
Okay.
And you can all talk it over if you want, and whichever, you know.
All right.
For $232.40, which two colleges feature the oldest football rivalry west of the Allegheny Mountains?
Oh, just a minute.
All right. We have an awful lot of colleges guessed. They sound like a happy bunch, I'll say that.
They're having a lot of fun in Litchfield. Uh-huh. I'll tell you, first year teaching. Mm-hmm. I bet that is exciting.
I bet it is, Dan. Karen Arntzen, originally from Norwood, Young America. Uh-huh.
Oh, they're looking.
They're looking?
Yes.
Well, now, I would, if you were my student, I'd tell you right here now that it's a little late to be looking it up at this point.
I imagine.
You should have done your homework long ago, before you came to class, unprepared. Now, what do you think of that?
That sounds pretty bad, doesn't it?
You might have to stay after school.
You still have
Write your telephone number on the blackboard.
You still have about 10 minutes. I mean, 10 seconds.
Well, 10 minutes would be great.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. They said Yale and Harvard.
Yale and Harvard.
We don't know what's been guessed either because we haven't been listening. Shame on us.
Well, Yale and Harvard have not been guessed, but I don't think that takes care of, like, west of the Alleghenies.
No, I guess it doesn't.
No, I see where you... It is a very old rivalry, but not the one we're looking for. Oh, well, can you split up 830 gift house stamps?
Oh, we can try.
All right. We'll send that to you, our consolation award in the mail, and invite you to send another card. Thank you, Karen, and your roommates. Thank you for listening
to
Honest
to Goodness. Well, thank you for calling.
Hang on while Charlie double-checks the address. And lay off the phone number, Charlie. All right. Here we go. That was Karen Arntzen in Litchfield, Minnesota, and she did not have the answer, nor her roommates. All first-year teachers in Litchfield
you
Public
You changed
school
your
system.
Name, what?
Yes.
You're not Karen Arntzen anymore?
No.
What is your name now?
Mrs. Karen Bergman.
You got married?
Yes.
And you're what are you doing living with two roommates?
My husband is in the Army.
Oh, I see.
Well, that's
Well, you just recently got married then, huh?
Yes, just at Christmas time.
Happy Christmas. I mean, Mary, best wishes.
Well, thank you very much.
How nice.
Oh, I'm sorry you couldn't win the money.
Yes, I am too.
That would have helped, wouldn't it?
Okay, Charlie, thank
you.
Fix it up
I
on the
that
list.
That was kind of interesting. A little sidelight
there
to our
was a little
drama.
Shocking there for a moment, but, you know, we understand now. Ray, what is on your mind?
I've got all three finals on the Big Ten games, Dick, and I'll pass them along if you have just a few seconds.
Go right ahead.
Michigan defeated Iowa 81-66. Illinois topped Ohio State 86-71, and Indiana beat Michigan State 112-94. So Michigan is 6-0, the Gophers and Illinois are 5-1, and Iowa has now won 5 and lost 2.
Very good. I know Iowa had high hopes in that Michigan game, but it just couldn't take them, I guess. Well, you know, we always say. You know what we always say, Charlie?
What do you always say?
I always say, if you like popcorn, you'll like Old Dutch, right?
Boy, if that isn't the truth.
What else do you say,
even
Charles?
Better. Well, I say you'll like it even better when you try Old Dutch popcorn.
Right.
I didn't know they had popcorn.
Oh, Charlie, come on.
No, this is the first I've ever seen about this. This is fabulous. And if it's anything like chips or their wonderful other products, it's got to be the greatest.
Fantastic.
This new Old Dutch popcorn is all popped. It's perfectly seasoned. It's ready to eat.
Of course it's all popped. What do you
think?
Old
Dutch uses the finest hybrid popcorn. The best there is. You get a big bag of Old Dutch, big, white, fluffy popcorn. Doesn't that sound good?
Oh,
that's
boy.
Just 19 cents. Old Dutch makes so much that's good in snacks. They got pretzels like out of this world, right?
Right.
You newsmen, why do you like pretzels more than anything else?
Well, it's a little game we have.
I notice a lot of pretzels you have in the newsroom.
Yeah, it's a little Old Dutch pretzels.
Old Dutch pretzels,
it's a little game we have.
Yeah.
You see, you know when a pretzel is made, it's looped.
Yeah, they
around
come in twists
naturally.
And extra
twists.
Thin pretzel sticks and crunchy pretzel rods.
Well, we take the twisted ones, you know, the old-fashioned twisted ones.
The kind and that then, are sort of an eight?
That's right. Yeah. And then if you bite out the center section,
uh-huh.
that leaves a figure eight there.
Yeah, right.
Cooked together, as it were, baked
uh-huh.
together.
Yeah.
Then, with the utmost of care, if you grab a hold of these two circles
uh-huh.
that form the eight
yeah.
and twist and push at the same time,
yeah.
many times if you're careful.
Yes.
You can break it loose without destroying the two circles,
uh-huh.
you see.
So you have two
and
separate...
then you have a pair of rings hooked
yeah,
together.
Right.
And this is part of our game.
I see.
Sometimes you find three and four in a single bag that you can
so
do
so that's
way.
Why you play games with these pretzels.
Right, that's
well,
right.
They're
we
not
eat
only,
them, of course.
Not only can you have play games, but you can take advantage of the extra fresh and crisp quality of Old Dutch pretzels. Because they're
you're
made by
on
Old
some
Dutch.
Kind of a nut, don't you?
I do. For a delicious taste surprise, try Old Dutch Piggy Puffs. I don't believe it.
Yes. It, oh,
Old Dutch Piggy Puffs.
That's correct.
They're made from bacon and popped into crispy, crackling puffs. Listen, Piggy Puffs go great with dips. In fact, there's a free packet of hot sauce in every package for making special Piggy Puff dips.
Right.
Let's have a Piggy Puff party.
Well, you should. You haven't tried these yet either, have you?
No, I haven't.
Piggy Puffs.
These are new, obviously. Different, and tantalizing snacks for every occasion, and boy, that's a fact. Just look for the name Old Dutch, and you'll find all kinds of wonderful snacks.
I'm ashamed of you, Charlie.
Old Dutch popcorn, pretzels, and Piggy Puffs.
You've been to the Old Dutch potato chip factory. You've sampled potato chips right off the conveyor belt.
I have.
You tell me about the fine packaging and
yes.
what have you, and you haven't tried Piggy Puffs?
No, I've got to try those, because I like. Yeah. What? What did you say?
I didn't say anything. It was Toodles,
well,
Abner's secretary.
Oh. Has Toodles got indigestion again?
Well, she frequently moans and groans.
How about that?
Letter from Cora Fairbanks in St. Paul. Cora
Fairbanks, Alaska?
No, in St. Paul.
Fairbanks, Alaska
she,
is not
she,
in St. Paul.
She thanks us for her certificate for the gift house stamps.
Shall I call Columbia Heights?
Go right ahead, yes.
Right.
$240.70 now. She says she starts out with WCCO early in the morning with Roger and Maynard and ends up with Jurgen and his music. You're ending up just 15 minutes too soon, Mrs. Fairbanks. There are half an hour too soon. You're missing the Big Ten news. You're also missing Franklin Hobbs. I guess you have to sleep sometime, though.
A lot of insomniacs listen to Franklin Hobbs. You ever notice that?
That's what they are.
Yeah.
I've been listening to your wonderful program now for the past 3 years. I find it most amusing and interesting.
Hello?
Kalamazoo.
Is this the Mickelson residence in Columbia Heights, Minnesota?
Yes, it is.
Who is this?
This is Marilyn.
How are you, Marilyn?
Well, fine.
Honest to goodness calling you from WCCO Radio.
Oh.
Yeah, how about that?
We
have $240.70 for
I'll go get my dad.
Yeah, that's EC.
Just a minute.
Yeah,
right.
Send EC over to the phone because he's the one that's sending the card.
Now you've done it again, Charlie. You've just disrupted a whole household.
I'm just turning people on all over the country.
Crying out loud. How many people live in these places? We've never created such fireworks.
I haven't seen that much excitement since I heard about Piggy Puffs.
Uh-oh.
Sounds like a dormitory for women.
Now that can't be. That's him. Abner, cut that out. I know that's Abner. That's not somebody at the
really?
Mickelson residence.
The Mickelsons are really swinging tonight. Sounds like they're having a party.
Yes, sir.
Hello there.
Oh, hello.
How are you, Mr. EC?
Fine, thank you.
What does EC stand for, Edward?
Yes, that's pretty close.
Well, is it pretty close or close?
It's close.
Close. It is Edward. Huh?
Yes, I'm listening to the radio, well, and I got a bunch of girls over here.
I bet you have.
With my daughter and everything.
Oh, well, listen, turn down the radio or you'll be confused because we have a little delay.
I can hear you all right.
Okay, Ed. Listen, here's Dick Chapman because he's got $240.70 that he's going to give you if you can answer our question. How old is your daughter, Ed?
Oh, she's a senior in high school.
A senior in high school?
At Columbia Heights?
Yes, she is.
And how many girls has she got visiting?
Well, let's see. There's four. I can count eight around here.
Oh, really?
And I bet you don't know any of them, do you?
Oh, yes.
Well, could you, like, name off the names?
No, I'm not even going to try that.
They'd be delighted if you did.
They're all listening to the radio now.
That's what I thought.
I bet they are.
Well, all right. Now, let's see. Are they going to have a slumber party or something like that tonight?
No, they're going to have something up at school that they're practicing for.
Oh, a play like.
A play or something.
I can tell that as a father, you stay as far away from these arrangements as you can.
Yeah, very definitely.
Where were you hiding? In the rec room or what?
No, I had them down in the basement for a while, but now they're up at the piano.
Oh, I see. Listen, I have the greatest of sympathy for you because I heard that racket that went up when your daughter told them who it was that was calling. But I'll give you a chance at our money here so you can get back in your hideaway and the girls can finish their practicing, all right?
Okay.
The amount of money we have... 7 seconds after we say it, they go off their rocker. The amount of money we have is $240.70. Ed?
6-7.
There they go.
And, yeah, okay. Quiet, girls. Be quiet now. All right. They'll hear that in a few seconds. And we're going to ask you the question, and you can get help from the girls if you want, or from your wife, or whatever. Ready?
Ready.
Which two colleges feature the oldest football rivalry west of the Allegheny Mountains? $240.70. And you have a minute in which to answer. Pretty tough question, I admit.
Yes, it is. I've been listening to it.
The girls aren't saying a thing.
No, they're not very much help, any of them. Well, I'd have to say Illinois and Indiana.
Illinois and Indiana. No, I'll say you're wrong. And I realize it was just a guess, and I would have to guess something like that myself if I didn't know the answer, which is going to surprise you, I think, when you hear it. Ed, sorry about not being able to give you the money, but we still have our Gift House Stamp Award, as usual. And maybe the girls can use this if you can't, or the missus.
Fine, they're all around here with long faces. They could just see that.
Oh, is that right?
Spending all that money.
You really let them down, Ed. No, they couldn't have helped, I guess, so... We'll send that in the mail, and hang on while Charlie Boone double-checks the address on the private line.
Okay, thanks.
You betcha. Mr. E.C. Michelson, or Mickelson, I believe it is, in Columbia Heights, Minnesota, lives on Reservoir Boulevard, and he's got a house. Well, we've had two lively houses tonight with the three school teachers in Litchfield and the eight high school girls in Columbia Heights. Wintertime in Minnesota, wintertime in Cisiola, and all kinds of...
It is Michelson.
It is Michelson, I see.
Of Columbia Heights, Minnesota.
Well, what do you come up with now?
$249 even.
$249 even.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Gee, that's a lot of money. That's almost 250 clams. All right, it's time to take the whole show underwater. Let her go.
Friends, you might think that your Culligan man just knows about Culligan water softeners, but that's not all he knows about.
He knows about something else?
He is a water conditioning expert. He's the man to call about all kinds of water problems.
The Culligan man?
Sure. He has a complete line of Culligan water softeners that you can rent or buy, and Culligan water conditioners to remove iron and taste and odor, and water filters and cooling tower water treatment and swimming pool filters and chlorinators and laundry soap and dishwashing compound and cleaners and shampoos and beauty soap and repair service for all makes of water softeners.
Softeners, conditioners, filters, chlorinators, cleaners, shampoo, soap, and repair service?
Yep. And another thing, he sells Culligan salt.
Culligan salt?
And free delivery, so you don't have to lug home salt for your softener. Just call your Culligan man.
All right. Hey, Culligan man!
You gonna order some Culligan salt?
Yes, and I'd like some Culligan pepper, too.
Skin feel gummy?
Yes.
Not enough suds? By that, I mean soap suds.
I'm having trouble shaving.
It's time to call Culligan. With Culligan, even moderately hard St. Paul or Minneapolis water is smoother, more refreshing, and kinder to your skin. Call your Culligan man tomorrow.
Hey, Culligan man! Hello there!
Kinder to your skin. When was the last time you were kind to your skin, Charlie?
Kind to my skin?
I know what you are. You're a brute when it comes to your skin. You're never kind to your skin.
What do you mean by that?
Well, that's what it says there. Culligan... soft water is kinder.
I think it's any of your business.
Well, hello there, Shuckles, it says. This is from Charlie the Shizzler in Northeast Minneapolis. And he writes his whole letter in a Swedish dialect. And boy, is it hard to read. Boy, oh boy, what's the matter there? I think that you guys can't read my letters. F ya. Don't read this letter.
You gotta hear him on the telephone.
On your Wednesday night show, I was gonna kevit lasnen to ya. Then you was gonna have your foot in the stew. All right, Charlie. We wrong day, but we read it anyway. Okay. I'm so far behind on the mail that I think I better read some of these. I mentioned Mrs. Fairbanks, yes. And I mentioned here the other night a long letter we had from Springfield, a very nice letter from Mrs. Alice Wood. She, best of luck to both you and happy about your new son, Charlie.
Well,
Mrs.
thank
Mrs. Alice Wood in Springfield,
nice.
Men.
Yes, Christopher slept from midnight until 7 this morning.
He is a good kid,
isn't
he?
That's pretty good for a little over 2 weeks, yeah.
This is the lady who went to a church father and son banquet, and she didn't want to miss our Clear Channel broadcast, so she took her little pocket transistor with her, an earplug, listened while she was there, and while she was there, she was offered a free ride home, but she turned it down because there'd be somebody chattering in the car and spoil it all, so she walked several blocks and fully enjoyed the program on the way. Isn't she nice?
Isn't that something?
She says,
bouquets to her.
Had sent in my son Burton's name, and they moved from Bloomington to Arizona. He was a programmer at North American Life when they lived in Minneapolis, but was offered a better job in Sierra Vista. What's that mean? In Arizona.
I'm calling Alden, Wisconsin, but there's no answer there, so I'm going to call closer to home.
It says, we spent our supper time discussing WCCO and all the different announcers and had a big time laughing over it all up in the church at the other night in the furnace room. So we wouldn't disturb the men and boys program out in Wesley Hall. That's very nice. They hide the furnace room and listen to WCCO.
What were they talking about?
They were just talking about CCO and listening
to... this was Radio Free Europe or something.
Hello?
Hello, is this Mrs. Howenstein?
Yes.
How are you there? This is Honest to Goodness Calling, WCCO Radio.
It is?
Yes.
Oh.
We got a lot of money for you tonight, almost $250.
Well, fine. We were listening to you, too.
Well, that's a wonderful name you have.
Well, thank you.
It sounds like you should own a brewery or something.
Yeah.
Do you?
Well, people always ask us that. But
do they really?
They do.
As far as we know, we aren't related to them.
Do you pronounce it Howenstein?
Yes, we do.
That's a wonderful name.
Are you,
I'm just weak right now.
You're weak?
Yeah.
Have you been ill?
No. This is really excitement. I'm Miss. You called me Mrs., but I'm Miss.
Oh, you're Miss.
Who is E.A.?
He's my father, and he's right here.
Oh, well, that's all right. We'll talk to either you or he.
Well, all right.
Why do you say you're weak?
Well, we were just saying we wish you'd call, but we didn't know you'd call right now.
Oh, well, by golly, yes, we did. Howenstein is a good German name of you. Are you natives of St. Paul?
No, well, we've lived here since 1943.
Uh-huh. And where before that? Are you...
I can hear the radio.
Oh. Don't listen to the radio. Listen to me on the phone.
I will.
Otherwise, you'll never know who's talking to you. No, no. I was asking, where did you hail from before St. Paul?
From Worthington.
Worthington?
Yes.
Born and raised there?
Yes.
And
uh-huh.
How about Mr. Howenstein?
That was his place, too, of birth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You mind if I ask what he does now?
Well, he's retired.
I see.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, now you can talk this over with him and try to win our almost $250, $249.
Well, I've really made a search for it.
Have you really?
Yes.
All right, then you know the question.
Yes.
Which two colleges feature the oldest football rivalry west of the Allegheny Mountains? And all you have to do is give me two teams, and you will win the $249. You got a minute.
I think it's California and Stanford.
California and Stanford. That is definitely west of the Allegheny Mountains. But that's not the answer we're looking for.
It isn't.
No.
Well, my book says that they've played since 1892.
1892.
Uh-huh.
My, that is a long time, isn't it?
Yeah.
But that's not
long
enough.
You were so sure of your answer, too, weren't you?
Pardon?
You were very sure of your answer.
Oh, I thought I was.
Yeah, I thought you thought you had the right one.
Doggone it.
Well,
When you hear the answer, I think you will realize that you probably knew this all the time, but just didn't think to look in the right place. Well, no. We'll send you our...
That's too bad, but I certainly enjoyed talking to you.
You betcha. And our regards to your father?
Well, thank you very much. He's
all
sitting right here and enjoying it, too.
Very good. Thank you for talking with us, and send us another card, won't you?
I will do that.
Charlie?
Yes, thank you.
You betcha.
Okay,
that was Miss Howenstein. We didn't even get the first name. In St. Paul on Charles Avenue. Well, the money goes past $250. Let's see. You add 830 to $249, and you come up with... 30 cents on the end. 8 and 9 is 17. Carry the 1 is 5. $257.30. Tremendous. Say, we keep telling you to plan to do your gift house shopping the easy way by shopping where they give gift house stamps. You see, most of gift house stamp savers kind of plan ahead. They pick out the gift they may want for a future birthday or for an anniversary present. Maybe for Christmas, maybe for any of the planned holidays.
Valentine's Day coming up, right.
Mm-hmm. Maybe they just don't especially want to make it a gift to give someone. They want to save something of their own. So they pick out the things that they may want by either visiting the Gift House Stamp Redemption Center or looking through the Gift House Stamp Catalog and plan ahead. Then, you see, every time you buy your gasoline or your groceries or like whatever, you can just double up on the purchase by shopping where they give Gift House stamps. You'll be surprised how quickly those stamp books are filled up and how quickly whatever it is you're planning for has fallen right into your possession. Do all your shopping at the merchants displaying the Gift House stamp signs and get that extra bonus of Gift House stamps. Start today. See how soon you have the gift of your choice. We don't have any more time, but I can
read some... Not enough time to make a call.
Read some letters here. I got one from
Carrollton,
Missouri.
We got so much great mail.
Yes, and what this one was. Honest to goodness, was nice. Oh, this is the lady we talked to in Carrollton, or down close to Carrollton, remember?
On our Clear Channel show?
Yes, my fellow Missourian, she says.
Oh, of course.
Honest to goodness, it was nice talking to you, though you did say I talk like an Ozarkian. She says, part of my accent may be attributed to the fact that my mother came from Texas. The rest is... part Missourian. I was interested in the booklet Clear Channel Broadcasting. I'm 90 miles north of Kansas City on a high hill, but when night falls, KCMO blots out completely your station. Well,
that's unusual because traveling through Kansas City and driving north, I picked up CCO so clear.
Sometimes it's filters and things like that that get weak on radios that allow these, what you call it. But, you know, little odds and ends. She must get us, though, in good fettle, because she listens to us regularly.
Wherever you're listening, from coast to coast, anywhere, you send us your name and address with your telephone number, and we might be calling you a week from tonight.
Oh, I see. She says it seems to happen just as night falls, and then the rest of the night, your station is clear.
Oh, I see.
We are Clear Channel. Well, we have to step aside for Jürgen Nash in the second half of Radio's Most Shining Hour. Thank you, Charlie.
It's been fun.